Hello, friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and boy, this case just makes you wonder what is going on inside people's brains and why they thought this was a genuinely good idea. Today we'll be discussing a team of serial killers who dumped 8 bodies in barrels in an old bank vault led by John Justin Bunting. Get ready for this disgusting case as we explore the Snowtown Murders, also known as the Bodies in Barrels Murders. Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. In 1999, police in Snowtown, Australia, made a shocking discovery when they found 8 barrels containing bodies in an old bank vault. The case quickly became known as the Bodies in Barrels Murders, and later the Snowtown Murders. The killings were eventually attributed to John Bunting, Robert Wagner, James Velasquez, and Mark Hayden, who had all worked together as a team of serial killers for years. The movie Snowtown is a 2011 Australian biographical crime drama based off the true events of the Snowtown Murders. It's a really, like, tense film, because this is a very tense case, so get ready. Born on September 4th, 1966, in Inala, Queensland, John Justin Bunting was found to be the leader of the perpetrators. Yes, he was the leader of serial killers. Like, serial killers, let's go, make a team. Why? When he was 8 years old, he was beaten and sexually assaulted by a friend's older brother. He's reported to have, quote, enjoyed weaponry, photography, and anatomy, and grew to develop a strong hatred of pedophiles and homosexuals. I mean, the pedophile part I get. I mean, who doesn't hate a pedophile? At 22, he began working at a slaughterhouse, red flag, and bragged to his coworkers how he enjoyed slaughtering animals the most. Yeah. Red flag, buddy. I wouldn't be starting shit this early. Like, hey, I enjoy the kill. Shut up. At nearly 26 years old, John committed his first murder when he killed 22-year-old Clinton Trezise in August of 1992. John later claimed that Clinton was a child predator who he often referred to as Happy Pants. He buried Clinton in a shallow grave, but his body wasn't discovered until 2 years later, on August 16th, 1994. Now, the police at the time had no clue who the killer was. John became friends with Robert Wagner and Robert's girlfriend, Vanessa Lane, also known as Barry Lane, because he was a male crossdresser with an alleged history of pedophilia in 1991. So first of all, wrong group to be hanging out with if you are a convicted pedophile. This group hates pedophiles. First of all, I wouldn't even tell people that, but maybe by law you do have to. Anyway, John eventually moved in with this couple and he convinced them to assist him in his killings. Hey guys, great idea. Forget Yahtzee. How about we go murder someone? I think that'd be way better. Way better. He then married a woman named Elizabeth Harvey, and through her, he met her son, James Velasquez. James would help with and suggest later killings. Now, Mark Hayden also lived nearby, and he became friends with John, and he, you know, he was also drawn into the murders. Like, I'm just gonna start a group, guys. We're getting the band of serial killers together. In addition to all these people, John had other accomplices. His wife, Elizabeth, also assisted in at least one of the murders. A man named Thomas Trevelyan was initially part of the gang, but later became a victim. Jody Elliott was a relative of Mark Hayden and purportedly helped collect money after the murders. Like, gotta have a system, I guess. John and his newfound friends mainly targeted people they knew or were close to them, which we all know is an idiotic move. For example, John murdered Robert's partner, Vanessa Lane, after the two broke up due to her involvement in earlier murders. Like, oh, she witnessed a lot.
Gotta kill her.
Like, no. Other victims, including Gavin Porter and Thomas Trevelyan, lived with John leading up to their deaths. Like Vanessa, Thomas had also assisted, you know, with disposing of the bodies. Like, bro, I helped you out and you gotta kill me? Yeah, that's the code, dude. They reportedly tortured the victims before killing them, and then they would hide the bodies in barrels. After they would dispose the victims, they would then use the victims' identities, their social security payments, and then hack into their bank account. Now, before he murdered Vanessa Lane, John reportedly made her call her mother to tell her that she was moving and, you know, didn't want any contact. Like, cut all ties with your mom because he knows she's gonna die. He then made a record of all her banking information. According to reports, the men stole at least 95 grand just from victims' welfare benefits alone. 95 freaking thousand dollars, really? Bad enough you're killing these people and you're just taking their... Oh, hate these people, hate them. That said, John later stated the real reward for the murders was the act of killing itself. It's like, I don't need the cash, I just do this because it's a hobby. He called the cash, they got the icing on the cake. See? Sociopath. Now we know these murders all involve torture. During the police investigation, police recovered knives, saws, a double-barrel shotgun, rope, tape, gloves, pliers, clamps, cloth, and even a tool they used to administer electric shock. Yes, they did electric shock there. Inside the barrels was not water, oh no, but acid. In addition to torturing his victims, John demanded that they call him God, or Master, or Lord Sir, and Chief Inspector. Sociopath who just wants attention. I hate this guy. I hate him so much. The group would then move the barrels around over the years before ultimately placing them in the Snowtown Bank Vault in 1999. On November 21st of 1998, John and Robert went over to Mark Hayden's house while he and his kids were gone. So they came over, but the two men tortured, then later killed Mark's wife, Elizabeth, and then placed her body in one of the acid-filled barrels. You just went over there and just killed your friend's wife? I know you're a group of serial killers, but did you get consent from him to do that? Or were you just like, eh? This is good for Mark. In 1998, James confided to John that his half-brother, Troy Udall, molested him when he was 13 years old. Now we know how this group feels about pedophiles, let alone everyone how they feel about pedophiles. John's response was to, obviously, plan Troy's murder. The group would go to Troy's house, dragged him from his bed, tortured him, then killed him, and disposed of his body. James's stepbrother, David Johnson, was the next and final victim of the Snowtown murders. This guy's just like, let's just go after families. Let's just go after people we know. Stupid, stupid mistake. Stupid. On May 9th of 1999, the group lured David to the abandoned bank in Snowtown, where they strangled and handcuffed him, then forced him to read a script for a recording. David recited confessions for crimes and acts he did not commit and gave out his bank information. Robert and James then left John alone with David and was unsuccessful as they were attempting to get David's cash through an ATM. So, y'all really don't know what you're doing at this point, clearly. And when they got back to be like, oh snap, we messed up, he was dead. The men then reportedly cooked and ate some of David's flesh. He was the only victim actually murdered in Snowtown, and his body was found in the vault only 11 days later. This group is so messed up. And you're probably asking, how did they finally get caught? Like, these dudes so much. Initially, John's first victim, Clinton Trezee's body was found, but there was no connection to John Bunting at that time in 1994. Now, the death of their friend Thomas in 1997 was at first labeled a suicide. It wasn't until inquiries into Elizabeth Hayden's disappearance that led the police to Snowtown, and on May 20th, 1999, the Southern Australian police found six plastic barrels in an unused bank vault that contained the remains of eight victims. For this reason, the murders were dubbed the Bodies and Barrel Murders. And on May 20th, 1999, John Bunting, Robert Wagner, and Mark Hayden were all arrested. And on May 26, 1999, police also arrested James Velasquez. Yes, they got the whole damn group, as they should have. Apparently, this is so fucked up. Apparently, when authorities went to arrest Mark Hayden and, you know, they showed him his wife's remains in the barrel, like, yo, your friends, your serial killer friends killed your wife and showed him the remains, he laughed. Yeah, this guy laughed. The trial for the Snowtown murders lasted nearly a year. This was the longest in Australian history up to that point. In an effort to receive a lesser sentence, James Velasquez gave evidence to authorities and confessed his role in the murders. Like, I did that shit. Yeah, let me tell you all about it. John and Robert went to trial together and reportedly so calm and cold when they spoke about the victims, three jurors had to walk away from the case. They did not give a shit. They're like, yeah, we murdered people and we enjoyed it. I've never done jury duty. I really want to. I know it sounds really weird, but I do. Being into true crime, but yeah, I feel like if I heard that in person, I'd be like, I should probably step away. Yep, time to take a walk away from here forever. John reportedly never once seemed remorseful for any of his actions. He even read a book during his sentencing. Like, this guy is the biggest dick. Like, yeah, okay, page 22. What the hell? John Bunting was sentenced to 11 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole on September 8th, 2003. James Velasquez was sentenced to life with a 26-year minimum. Robert Wagner got life without parole. And Mark Hayden got 25 years in jail with an 18-year minimum. None of you should ever be released. You are a group of friends. You guys thought it would be a great idea to be like, instead of book club guys, let's just be a team of serial killers. No, I hope you all rot in jail where you belong. Just my thoughts. And that, my friends, is the messed up story of the Snowtown murders and their leader, John Justin Bunting. Thank you all so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare. Merry Christmas.